Life satisfaction remains battered in Australia post-pandemic. The overall well-being of Australians has not returned to pre-COVID-19 pandemic levels despite some improvements, according to a new report released on September 7. The latest biennial report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare examined the lasting effects of the COVID-19 pandemic period and its impact on the lives of individuals. AIHW Deputy Chief Executive Officer Matthew James said that despite life returning to normal for Australians, some areas were quite different compared to the years before the COVID-19 pandemic. Still, Australians have come a long way since 2021. At that time, many Australians were experiencing lockdowns. Only 44.7% of people over 16 were fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And most children aged 12 to 15 weren't yet eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccines, Mr. James said in Australia's Welfare 2023. However, the report extrapolated data from several sources, including an Australian National University survey, and found life satisfaction was lower than before. The report also found that between 2001 and 2018, average levels of life satisfaction were stable according to the household, income and labour dynamics in Australia analysis. Life satisfaction pre-pandemic was 7.5 out of 10 in 2019 compared to 7.6 in 2014, but lower than 7.2 in 2020 except for those aged 70 and over, according to the General Social Survey from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Average satisfaction did increase from August 2021 but declined slightly from 6.8 in January 2023 to 6.6 in August 2023, lower than in the late 2020 period and pre-pandemic. Psychological distress remains. Meanwhile, life satisfaction and psychological distress have not returned to pre-pandemic levels. The percentages show that in October 2021, 12.5% of Australians experienced severe psychological distress compared to 12.9% in August 2023. However, in April 2020, 10.6% of adults experienced severe psychological distress, a notable increase from just 8.4% in February 2017. The report noted the percentage results were drawn from a life satisfaction question that asked, "How satisfied do you feel about life in general on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 meant not satisfied at all, and 10 meant completely satisfied. Meanwhile, the proportion of people feeling lonely compared to early in the pandemic has declined. However, loneliness was already concerning before the COVID-19 pandemic, the report said. Data from 2001 to 2019 showed about 1 in 5 Australians agreed with the statement, "I often feel very lonely." As of August 2023, 37% of Australians reported having experienced loneliness at least some of the time, the report said. Social contact reduced as work from home increased. Australians' social contact frequency declined across all age groups for at least 2 decades, with data showing a decline of 13% overall from 2001 to 2021. In 2020, Australians who had face-to-face contact at least once a week with family and friends outside their household dropped to 42%, compared with 68% in 2019, according to the ABS General Social Survey. Before the pandemic, 13% of Australians with a job and aged 18 or over reportedly worked from home most days, according to the ABS Household Impacts of COVID-19 survey. However, that doubled to around 26-31% between September 2020 and February 2021, and from April 2022, 46% worked from home at least once per week. Gambling returns to pre-pandemic levels. ANU literature found levels of high-risk gambling remained relatively stable before, during, and after the COVID-19 pandemic. Still, while overall gambling participation rates decreased during lockdown periods, the current data showed that participation had nearly returned to pre-pandemic levels in 2023. In June 2023, the authors of Gambling Participation and Risk After COVID-19, analysis of a population representative longitudinal panel of Australians found a slight increase in gambling levels from January 2023. The data from the CSRM COVID-19 Impact Monitoring Survey Series comprised a representative survey of Australian adults and their involvement in gambling participation and its severity. Further, in 2023, the authors said broader literature suggested individuals whose gambling increased during the pandemic had a higher likelihood of gambling severity, psychological distress, and increased levels of alcohol consumption. The authors said problems arising from gambling were also associated with being of male gender, younger age, and feeling significant loneliness. Online gambling participation rates increased from 12.6% in 2010 to 30.7% in 2019. In fact, in June 2023, the Albanese Labor government said Australians spent the most in the world per capita on legal forms of gambling, losing $25 billion annually. Further, Australians lose the most money to online gambling per capita in the world,